It is one of the most pressing issues in the world of work, how to create decent work for the world's young people. The International Labour Organization estimates that around 73 million young people, or youth, are currently unemployed. And as high as that number sounds, it represents only the tip of the iceberg for young people facing difficulties in the workplace. So says youth employment specialist with the ILO, Sarah Elder.
So youth unemployment is certainly an area of concern, but we have to bear in mind also that 235 million young people, and these are young people primarily in developing countries, are working. And they are working, but they're working at barely surviving wages. These are the working poor. And if you add the working poor to the 73 million unemployed, we're talking about a much larger share of the youth population.
And the lack of decent work is not just an issue for developing economies.
Working poverty has been a problem in developing countries from hundreds of years. But where we have more stable employment, this is traditionally the developed economies. But even here, we're starting to see some changes, and we're starting to see increasing precariousness, increasing temporary work, particularly in European countries. We now talk about 40% of young people are engaged in temporary jobs, and 30% of young people are working in part-time work.
For many in developed economies, this trend is new and contributes to a sense of a generational shift in the way our working lives begin. So, just how do we improve the prospects for youth unemployment around the world? No one solution is applicable everywhere. In African nations, for instance, out of necessity, the vast majority of young people in the workforce are self-employed, whereas in developed economies, the reverse is generally true. However, according to ILO expert Susana Puerto, one thing is certain.
Our research has shown globally that investing in young people works. And by investing, I mean implementing youth employment programs that aim at improving their employability, that gives them a chance, the chance of a first job, that helps them to understand what are the conditions of the labor market and prepare them for jobs.
Reporting for the ILO in Geneva, this is Pete Foster.